Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I get goosebumps every time I say that, Michael, because it is so important that we be here and we do the right thing by our listeners. And the right thing is to go through all the stories, the research done by Michael and his staff at Talkers Magazine. You'll find these lists every week at talkers.com, along with all the other items of interest, things that have happened to radio hosts, people that are connected to the business, people that you know. I want to start, I want you to, as we usually do, go through the stories and the people, and I want to talk about a person that's on the list here. So if you would do the honors, please.
Let us do it as we endeavor to make the world a better place and save humanity from its own destructive hand.
Really? We're going to sound like the introduction to Superman. This is a job for Superman.
You're the one who said it. You inspired me, with the whole importance of what we do.
That's right.
Number 10, political correctness and the cancel culture. Number 9, AG Barr and Big Tech CEOs' House hearings. At number 8, U.S.-China relations and a Russian disinformation campaign. Number 7, the economy. Number 6, Herman Cain dies. I suspect he's the one you want to talk about, but I'm not sure. We'll find out. Sports opening challenges, those are tied at number 6. And number 5, the Black Lives Matter movement tied with the funeral of John Lewis. At number 4, school opening, still under debate. As a matter of fact, the debate is getting hotter and more emotional. At number 3, healthcare, meds, and vaccines. At number 2, COVID-19 stats and projections. And number 1, something that is interesting, it's not COVID directly related, although it encompasses it. The presidential race is number 1, politics is tied in there, and the federal agents debate, which is one of the core issues of the presidential race.
Let's move the election to 3 years from now.
Yeah.
Who predicted that might happen? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right. My goodness gracious. Yeah. That's all I could say. Yes. We have at number 10, Vladimir Putin. At number 9, Herman Cain. At number 8, John Lewis and Barack Obama. At number 7, Tom Cotton. Number 6, Louis Gohmert. At number 5, Dr. Tony Fauci. At number 4, Mitch McConnell. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Joe Biden is number 2. And number 1 is Donald J. Trump. And there you go. That's the snapshot of the week's conversational activity.
What do you think the appropriate understanding of Dr. Fauci is? Who is this man, and why is he revered by some and reviled by others?
Because he's caught up in the political crossfire of COVID-19, which has been politicized, plain and simple. He's a victim of politicized weaponry. He's neither to be revered nor is he to be reviled. He's just a doctor who happens to be a public servant. He works within the government, and he's an expert on, transmittable diseases.
Mm. I thought the handling of the passing, or at least the funeral of John Lewis, interesting to see the three former presidents there get their take on him. They didn't get to sit in the audience with the rest of the... And oftentimes when there is a... when there's a funeral like this, they all sort of sit together, but they didn't hear. I don't know if you watched it or not to see.
I did. They were in the green room having brown M&Ms, or white M&Ms. You know,
right.
The old joke about they want certain colored M&Ms on the rider or they won't perform.
I think that they're getting... Bush gets along with both of them. For a while, Obama and Clinton weren't getting along. Clinton seems to look a little better than he has. He was kind of frail looking for a while. You look at all of them and you understand how they age as president, and you look at him and George looks like a little fat and jolly old elf to me. Anyway, and Clinton up there pointing his finger as he was like the old Clinton. Well, this is it. And I just thought Obama, he's always speaks well, but he looks like he's happy not to be president.
Well, it's you serve two terms, you never lost. There's a benefit to being an ex-president. Yeah. They all enjoy it. Even Jimmy Carter enjoys a certain amount of attention.
Oh, yes.
Perks as a result of, of having been president. Once you're president, you're president for life in many ways. Yeah. But no, they all took advantage of the opportunity. And ex-presidents tend to get along. They bury the hatchet because they have a lot in common. They find out that they have more in common than they have not in common, because they shared that experience. They know certain things. And they can empathize with each other.
Think they'll ever bury the hatchet with Trump? Maybe bury it in him, but not with him.
No, I don't think so. I think that Trump is a total anomaly.
Yeah.
And I often say the book of Trump has yet to be written, but anything can happen when it comes to Donald Trump and his reputation in history.
Mm-hmm. Well, the idea of changing, I wasn't being facetious, I sort of was a little bit, have the election in 3 years, but Trump suggested in a Twitter episodic adventure, his continuing episodic adventures on Twitter, that we not hold the election in November, to which everybody on both sides of the aisle went, "Are you kidding? What's the matter? Are you nuts?" Kind of. That was the response, right? In a sense.
All across the board. All across the board. Trump makes it very difficult for people who support him to do so.
To support him.
It's a matter of the choices ain't that great.
No, they are. That's also kind of
the
true.
The choices really.
Yeah.
Choices
and depending
really
on who Biden announces as his vice presidential candidate, which is supposed to be next week, that's another can of worms. So,
yeah,
and how did we get here? Go ahead.
The word is Kamala Harris is the leader, but a lot of people in the Democratic Party don't like her because she's ambitious.
Awful. I remember when I was on KBC in Los Angeles, she was just beginning to come up the ladder, and I remember interviewing her one night, and she had a local job, local political job, and I don't even remember why I had her on. Somebody asked me to have her on, so I talked to her, and I thought at that point in time, as I think right now, she was the most dramatically obvious non-interested person in terms of how you could, what the definition of public service is. Mm-hmm. She just reeked of self-serving political chicanery, if that's the right word for it. Just reeked of it. Mm-hmm. And watching her as she moved up the ranks in California politics and circles, it just underscored it. And she said such nasty things about him. Why in the world would he? I mean, does that just make in your mind, Michael, the hypocrisy of the things that were said? She said about Joe Biden when they were in the debates. How do you pick somebody like that?
Well, politics makes strange bedfellows. And
but he doesn't need California. He's going to get California no matter what.
Couldn't even get California.
Right, exactly. Yeah, thank you.
You know, God. Since when does this favorite son or favorite daughter thing really apply anymore? Look at how Elizabeth Warren didn't even win.
She won't even win. If she run for Senate again, she won't win.
You know,
people here dislike her completely.
Well, I don't know if that's the case, but she's certainly not as popular as one would think because she comes from Massachusetts. I mean,
win Massachusetts in the primary.
Al Gore didn't win Tennessee. It's a double-edged sword. The people in your hometown know all your faults.
Right.
The people in South Bend, Indiana, were not crazy about Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
You know, I heard all kinds of stories.
So, he'd be actually a pretty good vice president. If Biden hadn't painted himself into a corner by saying he was going to have a woman, and then maybe, I think he suggested a woman of color, he eliminated many of the good potential. I think he's a very interesting character and might be a good leader.
But, no, the choices, back to the original point, the choices are not that great. And I think people are aware that Trump has, shall we say, some personality problems. He has personality traits, character traits that are not quite befitting of a president. On the other hand, he stands for many things that a large number of people in this country feel very strongly about.
Here, and I feel that he does his ideas, if he just shut the hell up. I support many of his ideas, frankly, but not most of them. You know, when it comes to policy and running things, not some of the crazy stuff he comes out with, like, let's not have the election. You know, that's not something that I'm for at all. Well, but I just am tired. You know, you know my history. I don't like conflict. And he's...
Well, the whole nation is embroiled in conflict.
Yeah.
That can, in some... A case could be made. You know, I walk on thin ice saying this because people have knee-jerk reactions. You say one bad thing about Trump and you're a liberal. You know, like, yeah, what the hell are you talking about? Isn't there... Yeah. Can't there be debate among conservatives?
Like you're a racist if you talk about the people...
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that's why political correctness and cult cancel culture is on the survey this week.
Yes.
Because it permeates the entire conversation, and it's extremely
nonsense.
Dishonest.
Yeah, really. That's, you know what? That's the, thank you. That's, I'm writing that down. That is the best word I have heard to apply to the so-called cancel culture. Who the hell are you to tell me that I'm a racist? You don't know who I am. You don't know what I think. You don't know where I'm coming from. So, go away with that stuff. Anyway, so we can get off on that, but ought not to get off on a tangent because we have to do a couple of things. We continue with our overview of the people and the stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen, reminding you of the numbers. Stats came out this week about how many people in America are just plain fat. Obese is the word that gets used. And maybe that's the appropriate, that's the politically correct word for being fat, overweight, out of the health zone. You see people, men and women, who are way overweight. 39% of us are clinically obese. And that is the number one risk factor for the most important health condition that we face, the most important health problem, the COVID situation attacks people. That virus attacks people who are overweight, who have diabetes, that sort of thing. So get yourself in shape. Let's get you onto the Calitrin program. 1 month supply is $69. Get 3 months, and then you pay the BOGO deal. You don't have to pay for the next 3 months. So you get 6 month supply for the price of three. That's toploss.com. Discount code DJV.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started off, didn't. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Calter.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our Talk Radio Countdown Zone, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. He's the editor and publisher. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of, you name it, I host it. Tom Bergeron. This program, that program. My job here is to get Michael to focus with you on these stories and the people on the list and consider some of the anecdotal side issues that may or may not have been part of the discussion on all the stations that we listen to and monitor. So the Herman Cain thing is something that I felt we ought to spend some time on. And, you know, the more I think about, because the funeral focus on John Lewis and what he did and Herman Cain, they were both contemporaries, but they approached the issue so much differently. Number five on the countdown this week is Black Lives Matter. So do you care to philosophize a little about Herman Cain
was a conservative. He was of the school, which is a minority within the minority, within the African American population. There are conservatives. They are about maybe 10-15% of the population identify with the Republicans, identify with conservative thinking. The rest, of course, identify with the Democrats and with the Black Lives Matter movement, which people like Herman Cain did not support. They felt that it victimizes black people and that it doesn't, and that the United States does not have that level of systemic racism that many black people claim.
I think Larry Elder thinks that way too, doesn't he, more or less?
Larry Elder thinks that way. Candace Owens thinks that way. There are many African Americans that think that way, and they consider it an insult. They believe if you work hard and you strive and you try and you get educated and you keep a father in the family and you do all kinds of things, they believe, you know, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and be successful. That was Herman Cain's philosophy, and whereas a John Lewis or the more traditional view held in the African American community is that there is systemic racism and that the civil rights movement is still an active movement, and that even though we don't have slavery anymore and there is progress being made, that a lot more progress must yet be made, and that the police are not equal in their handling of white people and black people, etc. That's all out there. And people like Herman Cain and the aforementioned Larry Elder say that the statistics indicate otherwise. And that is indeed a big debate going on. And as a matter of fact, Larry Elder, who's a talk show host, you brought his name up, similar in philosophy to Herman Cain. As a matter of fact, I talked to him yesterday. I spoke to Larry Elder yesterday. He has a new movie out called Uncle Tom, a documentary about this very thing.
It's supposed to be quite good, actually.
I've seen a large segment of it. It's excellent. Yeah, and Herman Cain is one of the featured African-American, you know, models.
Interviewees.
His life is presented in this, along with
what
others.
What pizza company did he run? I was trying
Godfather,
to rack my brain.
Godfather's.
Godfather's. That was it, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, very successful, very smart. I remember at one of the conventions, I had lunch with him, and I thought he was, like, there was something about him that I found very appealing. He was very open, he wanted to talk, he wanted to listen. That made him a pretty good talk show host, actually. Go ahead.
Cain, a gracious, charming
man.
Yeah,
very gracious. That's a great word.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Very, very,
very
nice man.
Yeah, very. So, anyway, the passing of both of them. We're talking about Dr. Fauci. He's number five on the people list. He was talking about Black Lives Matter in terms of why so many black people are being hit so hard by the virus, which I thought was interesting. He says, according to stats, black people are 2.5 times more likely to die from COVID than white people are. And went into a whole long spiel about why that is. Good question.
It's a very good question. And this is a situation with not just the virus, but many diseases. I believe we have a break to take care of.
Yes, we do, Michael. Thank you for your cognitive awareness. 28 past the hour.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time in...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with
John
Hunt.
With a hurricane on the way, COVID-19 on the rise, President Donald Trump took a Friday swing through Florida, a state critical to his re-election prospects and bracketed by two storms. Trump delivered a campaign speech with Florida sheriffs that continued his effort to pin a surge in crime on some of the nation's largest cities and on their Democratic mayors.
Joe Biden and the radical left's outrageous campaign against law enforcement is the major reason violent crime is surging in Democrat-run cities. If Joe Biden is elected president, the chaos and bloodshed will spread to every community in our land. You'll have a Portland everywhere. In Joe Biden's America, you and your family will never be safe. Rioters and criminals will be totally protected. Law-abiding citizens will be totally disarmed. And American families will be at the mercy of the violent left wing.
This is USA Radio News. Hurricanes are headed for the U.S. East Coast, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is getting ready for Hurricane Isaias, the governor declaring a state of emergency in all of the counties along the eastern coast.
While we can't be certain of the exact track of the storm, certainly can't be sure about the intensity it will ultimately reach, we do expect to see impacts even if the storm remains off our shore.
The governor also reminding residents,
so please keep up with official updates and make sure you have a plan and have 7 days worth of food, water, and medicine.
A federal appeals court has vacated the death sentence of the Boston Marathon bomber based on the opinion that the judge in the case did not vet the jury properly with regards to possible bias stemming from pretrial publicity. Sarnev was convicted and sentenced to death in 2015 for carrying out the April 15, 2013 attack. The attack killed three people and injured more than 260 others. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Moving back into the countdown zone, we're talking about the charts for the week of July 27th to 31st as we end the seventh month of 2020. As Michael said, there are all kinds of ramifications and stories. The people on the list, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen. The whole business about the cancel culture and the dishonesty that is connected to political correctness has found its way into the number 10 slot. Do you have a specific example, or is it just a general, you know, people are getting carried away with all this stuff?
It's general. It applies to almost everything. People are afraid to talk. People are afraid of, you know, what the feedback will be either from their boss.
So how does that bode for us doing this for a living? Trying to talk about issues on the air and news talk radio.
Makes it a little bit more difficult than it would be if people were more open to controversy and open to reason and things were not as politicized and we didn't have new generations coming up that get frustrated if they don't have anything to be offended by. They get offended by the fact that there's nothing to offend them.
Right.
There's a tremendous, microaggressions. Every little thing is looked at as indicative that you're a sexist or you're a racist.
Yeah.
Or that you're, some type of a, you practice some type of ism. And, of course, there is sexism and there is racism. There are these problems. But when you start accusing everybody of that for every transgression or every thing that may be misstated or stated in a way that is not up to date.
What are the roots, though, of this? How did people begin to get away? It's an exaggeration. But we seem to look around at the things that have caused, for example, the Black Lives Matter movement has, in my mind, come about because of exaggerations, not in the exaggeration of more things happening than should have been allowed. And you get to George Floyd, and it's just the straw that breaks the camel's back. So those things are legitimate, but then there are other things that happen that aren't. So how do we differentiate? How do we intelligently, intellectually discern the difference between the real issues and the crap that comes from the cancel culture?
Well, a lot of that comes from education. A lot of that comes from intellectual honesty. A lot of that comes from seeking truth as opposed to turning everything into a political victory, even if you know you've lied or you've distorted or you've eliminated, omitted, taken things out of context, exaggerated. And basically, it comes down to an understanding of human nature. You cannot make laws and rules that fly in the face of human nature. You got to massage that relationship between justice and human nature, as opposed to inflict upon people unenforceable laws or make true feelings go underground and become suppressed where they manifest into true hatred. It's a very tricky situation, and I think the key is what I just said, understanding human nature, understanding what a joke is, understanding what venting is, understanding what real criticism versus nasty, destructive criticism is, and understanding the balance between birds of a feather flock together and not going out of your way to hurt the other birds that are flocking in their own direction. There's a lot to this, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. You know, sometimes we go a little bit off track. And maybe because of my being a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster and doing that American Family Farmer show, which you talked me into doing, how many years ago?
Twisted
five,
your arm.
Six,
yeah, yes. Back away to the beginning of the agricultural revolution.
Good for you. What the discussion that belies this is this seed thing.
Yes, what's that all about? I was going to turn to you. That didn't quite make its way into my radar where I understand
it.
Yeah. So what's going on with that?
Well, the real issue here, once again, we have the Chinese at the forefront of trying to screw us over. And this time, it's so obvious what's happening. People have been getting, for the past month or so, packets in the mail from China. And for some reason or another, it's captured the news media's attention as we get to the end of this last week of July. Big time, not just the agricultural community, but people who think this is a joke. It is no joke. Believe me when I tell you that. There's nobody sending special promotional seeds. The people, all over the country, the last... The business of all the stuff in the air this year has really done a number on my voice, or does every once in a while. cracks.
You sound fine, but basically from what I understand is that people have been receiving mysterious packages in the mail from China with seeds, but there's no instructions, and a lot of the people are, planting the seeds to see what they grow into. Maybe they'll be like magic seeds that take you up into the clouds, like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, right. Do not plant them. They are loaded, apparently. The initial research that's been done suggests that they have been permeated with invasive species that could wreck our soil, wreck our environment, wreck our food supply, destroy any insects that are beneficial. This is poison on top of poison on top of poison. I think this is the explosive story of the week, the month. It could end up being one of the top 10 stories for the year, Michael.
I believe it. It hasn't been talked about that much this week.
No, because people don't understand it,
right,
really.
Right. But it has been discussed. Just because it's not in the top 10 doesn't mean it's not out there on our radar.
I understand.
I suspect you might be right. But then, of course, we always have the suspicion that maybe it's just a bogus story, that it's fake news, and that,
But you see, what it does is bring back into the fore the war. We've talked about this every week, the dimensions of the war we're engaged in with the Chinese government.
Yes.
And the fact that they'll do anything, they continue to hammer away. The most recent episodic adventure was the virus that was manufactured, and it may have been in existence already, but it was this particular, what they started with what they morphed it into, if you will, became so dangerous. We all see what happened there. And then the next thing is the hacking, which goes on and on. So we close, we find people red-handed that are hacking into our systems. So we close down, it wasn't an embassy, it was what they call those...
Consulate,
right.
Look, be very careful with statements about the coronavirus was invented in China for, you know, malicious purposes. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that. But even the hardline investigative journalists, people that are really on top of it, they don't have proof yet that that was the case. Clearly, it came from Wuhan. Clearly... China lied about it. Clearly, there's a Chinese connection to it, but the actual origin of it is still up for debate. The waters have been muddied because of the aforementioned political correctness that we've been discussing. All of a sudden now, enemies of Trump are saying his claim that it is a Chinese inflicted danger is racist against the Chinese race, against Asian race, which, of course, is a classic. You asked for an example. There's the biggest example of political correctness being weaponized and muddying up a truthful issue.
Yeah.
Another truthful issue along these lines, and then, you know, we can get back to the seeds, is that the Chinese government and the Chinese people are two different things. And because there is a uniformity of race, you know, creed among the Chinese, it's not as multicultural a nation, nor is Japan, as the United States is, that people sometimes think if you criticize China in terms of the state, in terms of the party, you're criticizing on a racist level Chinese people, which is not true.
No. I felt that ramification, lost an advertiser because of it. You know, this. I think the word you use, which is so applicable, is having all these things, these issues, weaponized. And for what purpose? I guess at the end of the day, what's gained by referring to somebody in this way or that way, racist or whatever?
Well, because sexist. if you are against Trump being reelected, you don't want him to have any kind of platform to stand on to show his accomplishments. And standing up to China is one of his accomplishments. Now, he hasn't done it enough. He's backed down.
Right.
The nature of our connection to China corporately and financially is very complicated, and there's pressures from all sides. We are responsible for what China has done to us.
Yep, we absolutely 100%
We have not only allowed them to do it, we've encouraged them to do it.
Yep. Absolutely. So there's, don't be, that's the hypocrisy there is, oh, those damn Chinese, you know, but they've done it because we are cheap. We don't want to pay for things. And we have more money than any other population, generally speaking, in the world.
We're consumers. We're consumers without necessarily having the right kind of ethics to control what we'll do to get what we want.
Yep.
As easily as we can.
So you'll find the Talk Radio Countdown Show in capsule form. That is the podcast of the show. You can find every week along with the show at talkradiocountdownshow.com. In a moment, we'll talk about some of the other things that Michael is doing as far as radio and broadcast are concerned that will keep you up to date. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the people list this week. Vladimir Putin is at number 10. I call him Bad Vlad and Pukin Putin. Very clever, right, of me to come up with that? Herman Cain, the passing of Herman Cain, number 9, got a lot of attention. Passing of John Lewis got a lot of attention at 8. Tom Cotton is at 7. Louis Gohmert is at 6. Dr. Fauci is at 5, suggesting that, and I think he's right, black people are more likely to get the COVID than white people are. Mitch McConnell is number 4. Nancy Pelosi is 3. Joe Biden is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. Lots of speculation about who Biden chooses as his running mate. That'll be on the, I'm guessing if he does announce it next week, that'll be close to the top, if not the top, of the story list. So we've got the people you could add a number of people to that, but those are the ones on the top of the list, according to research at Talkers Magazine. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview now. I have the stories, the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks who are at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. At number 10, the cancel culture, the dishonesty that becomes a weapon with various issues. Great conversation. At number 9, the big tech CEOs go to Washington and go to the mat. Number 8, relationships with China and Russia. Number 7, the economy. Number 6, the passing of Herman Cain. Number 5, the passing of John Lewis. Number 4, whether or not to open schools. That's the debate. Number 3, health care as it has been affected by the discussion of vaccines and medicines on the horizon for COVID. Number 2, the projections for COVID as we move ahead. Maybe 2,000 people are going to die. Who knows? Presidential race was number 1 this week, according to research at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's get to the issue of, an issue. We discuss issues here on this program. Michael does a wrap with hosts and various other people that are involved. And yet it's another way of covering the charts and the information that's so prevalent regarding the News Talk Radio world. And then you have the Michael Harrison interview every week. Who's in that this week?
The interview is a cool fellow. I call him a Jersey boy. He's not a member of the Four Seasons, but he's a real cool cat from Jersey. His name is Steve Trevelise, and he hosts a show on New Jersey 101.5, which is a news talk show, and he hosts another show on the weekend at WIP in Philly, which is a sports show. And he's just a plain, down-to-earth guy, and we talk all about the sports situation, the political correct. He's a comic, too, a stand-up comic. He's a good one.
Yeah.
And how it affects stand-up comedy. It's a great conversation, and it's mhinterview.com.
I want to tell you something. The sports world, that's going to be one of the stories at the end of the world. I'm venturing out on a limb here, suggesting that neither baseball nor football is going to make it this year.
Baseball is off to a very shaky start. Basketball is just beginning. Football is problematic. You might be right.
Well, I mean, the guys are saying they don't go out and play because they are worried about the virus.
Yep.
So where else is there more sweat? Not necessarily in baseball, but basketball and football, sweat and all of the... I mean, look at any of the slow-mo.
Yeah. it brings the term trash talk to a whole new level of...
Yes. Food. Yeah, it certainly does.
Yeah.
All right, there's the overview. The top hits of the week. News Talk Radio in the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with the services of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's been in absentia for the past couple of weeks. And before we get to some thoughts, the legal side of the issues this week, I thought I would have you tell your story about having appendicitis and how you didn't know you had it, in essence, and your appendix exploded inside of your body. Give us a little insight into what happened.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I guess I'm not necessarily the brightest bulb. So for weeks, I had some abdominal, I would say, just discomfort. And I thought, frankly, it was from doing too much in the way of ab exercises, because I pretty much work out every day.
Yeah.
But then it came one night, it just, and the pain was all throughout and really, really intense. And the next morning, off to the emergency room, and I mean, appendicitis at my age isn't something that generally happens, and they're touching around, and all of a sudden they got to where that is, and boy, I was just about on the roof. So the problem was that it had burst, and so I got what's called peritonitis, and it was a great deal of infection. They said they spent most of the time cleaning up the infection, and that was what kept me in the hospital for a while. But try to be the good patient, you know, they want you up and walking, and so I did my walking. Reminded me of Jack Nicholson in that movie, I think Something's Gotta Give, so with those wonderful pajamas they give you. But all in all, it was it's a good experience to have behind me.
Yeah, right. Well, it's like a vacuum cleaner. They suck all the stuff out of your system, and the peritonitis that gets into your other organs, they have to use drugs and stuff to get that out. So they suck out what they can see, and and the rest of it. Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't pleasant, but I wanted you to tell that story. We missed you, and I'm happy that you are back again. As a friend, I was concerned, so it's good. Now, one of your other, beside being the legal expert here on the Countdown Show, you are the expert on scams. This week, I did a story about people who have lost to COVID-related scams alone, and how many hundreds of millions of dollars from May through the end of July. We've had a lot of people fall victim, and so what, again, back to you as an expert here, protection is, Stephen JJ, thy middle name is protection.
That's the second J.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. So what about, what are consumers, I mean, we all know that people are gullible. I guess maybe one of the things I'm thinking about are all those seeds that are floating around from China. And, you know, then they don't cost anything, but it's not, scam is too nice a word for it. It is very, very dangerous, these things.
It could be, scary. Actually, I was very pleased. The New York Times actually did a piece on financial planning during the pandemic, and when they talked about scams, they included Scamicide as one of only three major sources for information, and the other was the
Scamicide.com. That's good.
What happened with the seeds is it's an interesting scam, potentially serious in many ways, but in it probably is not. It's called brushing. And brushing is when someone, an online vendor, wants to increase their sales. And so what they do is they actually hire people, and they call them brushers, who will then purchase goods from these companies, and then they're able to write these wonderful reviews. And so the algorithms will pick up on the increased sales, the great reviews, and suddenly they're going to be featured more prominently. So they have to, in order to have these look legit, be sent to people elsewhere. And so seeds have been sent to people in the United States. Now, generally, they've been found to be cucumber or cantaloupe, but you really can't tell. And they could have a potentially disastrous effect on American crops. So turn them in.
Yeah, give them, make sure you give them back. All right, 30 seconds on Barr and his testimony, along with those other clowns from the big tech companies.
Yeah, you know, it reminded me, how can you tell when a lawyer is lying? His lips are moving. He made more misrepresentations. Some of the enabling taking influence from foreign countries, the actions against American citizens, Barr's a disgrace.
Well, there's a lot of that, and this won't be the last week we talk about that, I'm sure. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, college professor at Bentley University and our legal expert on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.